Are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Well, yeah, wish I'd have caught the last show a little more. I was listening while I was running around, We the People. Their guest, I think, was spot on. It is all about economics. But in case you didn't know, this is Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And our all-around soundboard and great guy operator and producer, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And today is Sunday, February 16th, 2014. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. That's, again, 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me, and I highly suggest that you do, at Mark E. Kent on Facebook. And that way you'll get up to speed on some of the latest stuff that's not in the mainstream news, because, of course, they print they tell us everything.
Yes,
right?
Yes, they do. They let us know everything that's going on out there.
It's like Bill O'Reilly says, on one program a month or so, you can't believe everything on the internet. Oh, but you can believe everything on the TV.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like that's a survey says. Anyway, so you've got to filter everything. I mean, it's not like the internet is going to tell you everything.
Well, no, you got to do your research and your homework no matter where you're getting your information from.
Absolutely. So, you got to filter and do your homework, and the lazy people out there are going to be stuck unless they start getting a little bit more of a work ethic here so that they understand what's going on. So, the quote of the day is, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. I like that.
That is good.
That's Albert Camus. Anyway, veterans?
We do. We have, let's see, get it straight here. Parsons Junior High on February 26th at 8:45 a.m. They are having a veterans program there. It's an excellent program that they put on for all the veterans to attend and anybody else that would like to attend that. And again, that's at Parsons Junior High at 8:45 a.m. on February 26th. It's great. So go out there, show your support, join in. I believe they may even serve a light lunch afterwards. So check it out.
Very good. Just a couple of headlines here. Before I do the headlines here, the last program, of course, anytime you start talking economics, boy, my ears just prick up. And, the Fed has you're talking about monopolies. And does everybody understand that the Fed, which is a private corporation, go to the Federal Reserve of website of the New York and look it up. They'll show you the shareholders have stock. And
right. How
many, government agencies do you realize have stock? Well, none. Because if you're a government agency, you don't have stockholders, which makes you a private corporation. Even though you're, appointed the head, Bernanke's appointed by the government, big deal. It's a kind of a quasi-private deal, but the point being is they have a monopoly on printing money in our country. Does everybody get that? I mean, and we were talking about, political freedom and economic freedom. Well, the ultimate economic freedom is to be the only one that can counterfeit the money. So, with that said, it is all about economics. Now, I wanted to go over a little bit of gold and silver. Our guest is going to be Dean Wilson from Del Norte County. He's the sheriff.
Yep.
And so he's on the line, but if you just hang with us for a little bit, we'll get to you, Dean. We need to go over a little bit of stuff. We'll probably take a break, and then we'll get him on here. But I wanted to tell everybody that it looks like we might be seeing a big move up in the gold and silver markets as well, finally. Don't get too overly anxious. They could slam it down again. They're still controlling it. But it looks like it's starting to make a move. It feels a little different this time for several different reasons. So all you guys out there that have, purchased to protect yourself, stay with the program and look long-term, and you'll be
fine. And if you haven't, it's still a good opportunity to get out there and purchase something, whether it's silver or gold, so you have something in your bag.
Absolutely, and I think that this could be, one of those things you look in the rearview mirror and say, oh, I should have done it then. Who knows, but sooner or later, this thing's going to go off the charts, and, it's just a matter of time. And with that said, it's like I heard a quote the other day where I don't remember who said it, but he said, I'm not worried about the precious metal, gold or silver, going up in value. You know, gold is going to be, $5,000 an ounce, $10,000 an ounce. But what I'm worried about is, what is the rest of the world going to look like when we get there? Because if gold is $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce, that means that our currency has been devalued so bad that when we get to that point, a loaf of bread is going to cost you $100.
Exactly.
So that's the
problem. Happened time and time again.
So if you start adding those two together, you start realizing why people end up in gold and
silver. Well, yeah, and they got to look at it that they're not, you're not making money if you invest in the gold and silver and things like that.
It's not about making money.
That's a misperception.
Absolutely. It's about preserving something for the emergency that's coming.
Correct.
And anybody who doesn't see the emergency that's coming is not paying attention, or you're watching way too much MSNBC and CNN. And of course, they tell the truth about everything. We all know that. I mean, why would we, watch anything else? Because, they wouldn't lie to us, would they? No. So, let's see. We got a minute or so here. Ron Paul has launched a petition to grant clemency to whistleblowers. Edward Snowden is the person he's launching the petition for. And I got to say, these people that are calling him a traitor, I think this guy gave up everything myself to tell everybody about a real big problem that nobody was talking about. And it's funny how
would have never known some of the information he was putting out there.
Absolutely. In fact, I saw a quote from him yesterday or the day before. He said, it doesn't matter now if they murder me or throw me in prison for the rest of my life, basically. But the truth's not going to stop coming out, and they can't stop it at this point. So I'm saying that a guy who's willing to put his life on the line like that to get information out,
that says a lot.
Yeah. I mean, how can you say that this guy's doing it just for his own self-interest?
Yeah.
Because the government would never put a hit on anybody.
Oh, no.
In fact, wasn't Obama just talking about droning somebody last week?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and he was an American citizen, too, I think, if I remember correctly. Now they got
to... Yeah, don't let the drones over there that they're messing with outside of Weaverville, worry you at all, either.
There you go. So another one of these headlines is a city in Nebraska to keep illegal immigration rules. In fact, they've been getting pressure from the federal government about they're going to take away their federal funding, intimidation, the bullying tactics, the federal grants, millions of dollars lost. But they stuck to their guns and they said, hey, they want anybody that they want to restrict illegal immigration, in their city. And so I think we got to give these guys kudos. And I was looking for what the name of the city was here. Oh, Fremont. It's Fremont, Nebraska. So, they have reaffirmed their desire to take on illegal immigration. Nearly 60% of the Fremont voters decided Tuesday to keep an ordinance that requires all renters to swear they have legal permission to live in the U.S. I think that's a very good thing.
Yes.
So here we got about a minute, I think, here. Congress approves debt limit increase after Senate drama. Now, we just had no idea that these guys were going to increase the debt limit again. Really?
They have to.
It's ludicrous. If they don't, then all the currency is going to get sucked right out of the system, and the debt's going to collapse us anyway, because you've got all of this money going back to pay the interest on the debt in the house that, Beelzebub built. And so, we've got to, just keep that going. And, that way the bankers never go out of business.
Right.
Well, with that, I think we'll go to our first break, and we'll come back with our guest, Dean Wilson.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Mm-hmm. Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Okay, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Market Street Steakhouse, March 11th.
Isn't that the place on Market Street where I had that really good steak?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
I remember that.
Great. Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, March 11th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Good thing they didn't name it Market Street Salad Place. I would have been confused.
Yeah.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
like that. Boy, crank her up, Bob. That's good stuff. But I guess we better get to our guest.
Yes, we do have a guest on the line that's holding.
Are you there, Dean?
I sure am. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Dean. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. Yeah, we were really looking forward to having you on the show and getting the Del Norte report and see what's going on up there in your neck of the woods. Anything that we should know about?
Well, other than it's a beautiful day today, that's a nice start. It's not raining on us, although we need the rain desperately, but it is, it's not raining on us today. So that's a nice change of pace for just a few days.
Cool. Yeah, it's been, it's a nice day down here too as well. It's been raining for, about 4 days now, I guess,
yep.
But, hopefully we'll get some more. Have you heard about the, the people in Connecticut, I believe it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's thousands of gun owners that have refused to turn in their arms or have them registered. And it's a, you know, the headline here, this from The Blaze, is officials in Connecticut stunned by what could be massive statewide act of civil disobedience by gun owners. Boy, there's a Freudian slip. And so, this happened not too long ago in January that tens of thousands of defiant gun owners seemingly made the choice not to register the semi-automatic rifles in the state of Connecticut as required by a hastily passed gun control law. By possessing unregistered so-called assault rifles, they have technically all became guilty of committing Class D felonies overnight. What do you think about that, Dean? What do you think about the position of, you know, passing and making you a felon overnight?
Well, I testified in front of one of the commission's committees down in Sacramento, and to very much that issue of how California was attempting to expand their definition of assault weapons, and would have if they had passed that particular legislation that fortunately Governor Brown had the sense to veto, would have done virtually the same thing, and overnight it would have taken those that that had legally possessed and had possessed or grandfathered in certain weapons defined under California law as assault weapons, would have made them now possessing those same weapons an illegal act, and they would have been required to register those weapons, and the possession, a mere possession of those weapons after that would have been a crime. And so anytime that, in my opinion, anytime that you take something that is legal and legal to possess, and then alter the law in such a way that it turns your good citizens into suddenly criminals just because of something that they had possessed one day, and then the next you suddenly make it illegal. And it's, you know, basically arbitrary and capricious because there is no inherent wickedness in a particular firearm.
Yeah, now doesn't that put you as the sheriff in kind of a prickly, for lack of a better term, position, because now the state has one law, and which is contrary, in my belief, to the Constitution, and then you being sworn to uphold the law, what does that do to the position you're in? How do you handle that?
Well, I think every sheriff has to look at it, in their own prism, because we have, such divergent communities that we work in, and we also have different opinions of what it is and what our duties are, responsibilities are. My primary duty and responsibility is of course to protect the community that I live in and to provide. But a good measure of that is to also protect the rights and liberties of the people that live in my community. And so if I see, like what was coming down the pipe last year before it was stopped, a law that is clearly, in my opinion, unconstitutional. I believe it's based upon my oath and my duty to protect and defend the rights of the individuals that live in my community against such, intrusions into their rights and liberties. That if I see something that's banned, then it's inherent upon me to not carry out what would be considered an unconstitutional law or order, if it's going to deprive and violate the rights of the constitutional rights of the citizens of my community. And I would take it upon myself not to enforce those particular laws that I felt would be unconstitutional. Because
so basically,
if I believe that in order to enforce the law, I would be violating someone's constitutional rights, then I really, as the executive branch of local government, basically sit there and say, you know, until this thing gets adjudicated out, I'm not going to go out here and violate the rights of my citizenry.
So basically, it's nullification of those laws that are passed that are unconstitutional at the local level. And I guess a lot of you sheriffs have banded together to do that here in the North State.
There are quite a few sheriffs that I know. Well, there were 13 of us that went down and met with the governor when this came out, and talked with him or his office to express our opinion, and also the state sheriff's organization, you know, supported it and were opposed to this particular piece of legislation as a whole because of those reasons. And you've seen a lot of other sheriffs in a lot of other states, when the federal government was looking at expanding the same type of registration requirements and the same type of assault weapon banning, we were looking at the same type of thing as you know, across the nation, where sheriffs were sitting there saying, "Listen, you know what you're doing is such that it is going to infringe upon the constitutional rights of the people in our communities, and we're just not going to stand by and enforce what we see as unconstitutional. You know, we will wait to see what the courts decide, but we're not going to infringe upon the rights of our individuals until such decision is made, because, you know, violating someone's rights without something that other than legislation, which, you know, as well as I do, they pass legislation all the time that is unconstitutional.
Right.
Because they don't put it through that litmus test anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of scary too. And then if you're looking at the current administration and they don't scare the bejeebas out of you, then you're not paying attention. This guy seems to have taken executive orders and lawlessness to a new level. And, you know, for what purpose could it possibly be? I mean, they always use a good, you know, oh gee, we got to protect the citizenry from having too many guns. But study after study shows that's exactly the opposite of what happens. So, what do you think about the current administration's, tries to outlaw, assault weapons, or they're not even assault weapons, outlaw firearms, period. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, anytime that you have, a executive branch, that goes astray of what it's supposed to do. You know, we have a clear history of executive taking the power of the veto to stop unconstitutional laws going forward. And we've had, you know, the executive branch in several cases, you know, and in cases that we see today with the passage of the NDAA, or you look at some of the actions they take on immigration, where they just choose to not enforce particular laws that have been passed, but they're not doing it as an opinion of, you know, constitutionality. These are actions that they're taking that are clearly, you know, things that are constitutional, but they just choose. He's just arbitrarily choosing not to enforce certain laws that have been on the books, and denying states to step forward and protect their own borders and enforce.
Seems kind of. I was going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it seems kind of strange that a person who's a constitutional professor would be circumventing the Constitution at every turn, it seems like. Anyway, we got to go to a break, Dean, and let's come back and talk a little bit about the NDAA and what you think about that, and has it overreached, has it gone too far, you know, in the premise of protecting us. So
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
Good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Be the People and Sovereign Minds want to invite you to the second annual banquet and fundraiser for Conservative Talk Radio at Wind River Casino on March 8th. Doors open at 4:30, dinner is at 6:30. There will be an auction, raffle, and a dessert auction with dinner. For more information, contact Patrick Jones at 530-222-3223 or Linda Kent at 221-0101. Wind River Casino, March 8th, 2014. Thank you for your support.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
About the vampires. That's going to be the zombies here pretty soon.
There's plenty of that going around out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, they keep spraying us like lab rats out there, and we're going to turn into zombies. Anyway, we're back here with Dean Wilson. Didn't mean to get sidetracked, but Tom Petty there, Free Fallin', kind of took me into another dimension there.
That happens.
Took you back to the San Fernando Valley.
Took you, yeah, to the, there you go, Bob. Back in a hazier day. But we're on the phone here with Dean Wilson from Del Norte County, the Sheriff Wilson. And before we go to the NDAA, I wanted to also bring up this Ninth Circuit decision that was just made in California, which I was really shocked about the overturning of the rules. Can you give us your opinion on what happened there and why?
You know, I don't know, other than, you know, just in reading, they looked at the Heller decision and several other decisions, the one in D.C. and Chicago, and basically just looked at that direction that the Supreme Court had gone, and you know, came out with a, you know, a very good decision as far as the San Diego case had brought forward, and came out with a 2-1 decision that really reaffirmed what, you know, the Constitution and with natural law basically says.
We're talking about the Ninth Circuit here, Dean.
I know, and that's what's so, you know, absolutely surprising about it is that, you know, even the Ninth Circuit didn't get it wrong all the time. But they got this one, in my opinion, they got it right, which is to say that, you know, listen, that, you know, self-defense is, and the need for protection is an inherent right, and that it is sufficient, you know, in the process of CCW. You know, you should not have to ask for something other than just mere self-protection, because self-protection is your right, and you should have that. I think that, you know, the bigger picture on this one, and I talked with the reporter with the Chronicle, he didn't expound on it, which was, you know, one of my biggest, we have a fairly low economic threshold in Delmarva County. Our poverty rate is very high. Our economic indicators are pretty low as far as average income in our community. And, you know, one of the things that goes kind of unsaid, and you talk about, you know, civil rights issues, and this, I think, is one of those where we look at many people in our communities that are good citizens that have a real need to have a concealed weapons permit, and yet because of the process in Delmarva County, the process can run someone anywhere from the neighborhood of, let's say, $250 up to $400, depending upon who they get to go through their firearms instruction with. But that dollar sum in just getting that background done, getting the clearance done, and going through that process, we're relatively, you know, low on the threshold of dollar cost for that process for a CCW. But even at that cost, it cuts out a large number of segment of our population who can't afford that, and yet should have that right.
So do you think that we'll be going to maybe an open carry thing here pretty soon?
You know, I would love to see that. I don't see that that going in the direction with California. I mean, we got rid of open carry for handguns several years ago, and then last year they did away with the long rifles. So, I mean, it's definitely not the direction that the state's going. You know, I know that just in the last year, the amount of gun restrictive legislation that managed to get out of committee was shocking. These are pieces of legislation that in years before would not see the light of day out of committee, and now we're seeing these things coming out of committee. And you know, this time a lot of them made it to the governor's desk, and luckily enough, he vetoed a good number of them. But a good number of them didn't. You know, they didn't get vetoed, and so now we have you know, the law that basically requires that you know, before anybody can have a purchase a firearm, they have to go through a safety course. And you know, your right to keep and bear arms is not conditional.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it sounds to me like it's time for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little bit in a different direction than the way California has gone, I would hope.
I would hope so, yeah. I mean, and I think the Reynolds versus Sims issue is an issue that is huge, in my opinion, regardless of we actually get the state of Jefferson, because the fact that we've only got one representative up here for, you know, 26 in L.A. is not a Republican form of government anymore, and so it is out of control as far as our input into what they're doing in Sacramento.
You know, years ago, back in the last election, when the initiative passed that basically reduced the need for a more than a simple majority on a budget. You know, I had, over the last 11 years as being sheriff here, you know, traveled to Sacramento quite frequently. And between the Republicans that were there, that every budget year, you know, it would be a battle between issues that the Democrats would purposely take out of the budget or leave out of the budget, and it, to get some bargaining chips that they would have, you know, with the Republican side of the House. And so they would, you know, capitulate back and forth and eventually come out with a compromise budget. They'd have to put things in that the Republican side wanted, and they'd have to take things out or leave things out that the Democrats wanted. And so you'd end up with a budget that would be relatively balanced because they needed a few of those Republican votes. The same thing for rural counties. There's a rural county caucus. In many cases, the rural county caucus, which is comprised of Republicans and Democrats, would stand together, would not support a budget that was contrary to the needs of the rural counties. And they needed some of those rural county votes to get the budget passed. Well, 2 years ago, should have went through. We lost that.
Yeah.
No longer is the rural caucus needed. They don't need those few votes. They don't need those votes to get a budget through. And, you know, the Republicans, for all intents and purposes, can play cards. They're not needed for those, for that budget.
Yeah, that's got to be. It's fundamentally
it's
wrong.
It's purely now a urban-driven machine.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's get to the NDAA a little bit here. I heard that you're kind of setting up you're very active in the NDAA issue. I'm not sure if you're for or against it at this point, but maybe you can give me your outlook on it.
Well, I don't know about active, but you know, it's one of those issues that you know, both the National Sheriff's Association, our association, Western State Sheriff's Association, have, and the constitutional sheriffs have stood up and basically expressed their opinion, which is contrary to what the current NDAA in its last incarnation, the way it was passed and the language that was in it, was very disconcerting to many sheriffs.
Let's take a step back here real quick, Dean. What is the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act? But what is in there that is so contrary to our fundamental beliefs in the Constitution and freedom?
Well, the NDAA is a simple budgetary process. It basically has been passed, you know, year in and year out, to fund the military.
Okay.
And it is it's just a vehicle. Now, of course, like any other vehicle within, you know, Congress, and, you know, they stuff a lot of things in there.
Pork?
Well, there's pork, and then there's these other issues that can come up. And part of the NDAA in there is where they were dealing with the Patriot Act, of course, and funding a lot of these other mechanisms that came in about after 9/11. Well, in that process, some of the things that came out in 9/11 was, of course, the language that was put in there to go after those members of the Al-Qaeda or others who aided in Al-Qaeda directly against the 9/11. Bombing and the attack on the Twin Towers. And so the NDAA basically set it up to where, you know, we were focusing on those individuals that were connected to Al-Qaeda, and it also funded many of the mechanisms, Homeland Security and others. Well, in that whole process, though, in this last year, the language dramatically changed in that it didn't focus just on those connected to the 9/11 event in Al-Qaeda. It expanded to include sympathizers and others, and not just the 9/11 event, but current terrorist activities.
How did it change, Dean? Did it change through executive order or Congress?
It changed in the NDAA budget itself. I mean, it was a congressional act pushed in through, but it gave the executive branch more authority, but also it extended beyond those connected to Al-Qaeda to U.S. citizens. And it also, what distressed many sheriffs is that it also called for the unlawful, which we consider unlawful, the detention of even U.S. citizens for an indeterminate amount of time without due process if they were in any way connected, that they believed they were in any way connected, because it's belief. It's not even suspicion. I mean, it's suspicion of, you're not going before a court, so there's no, they don't need to prove it.
Wow. It kind of circumvents the Constitution a little bit there, doesn't it?
It does. And the real concern for sheriffs was that it allowed for this military action, these arrests by the military, not by local law enforcement, by the military, to be done on U.S. soil. Well, that goes directly against what the Constitution set up, and that police actions, all police actions, are a power reserved to the state.
Listen, Dean, we've got to go to a break, but, tyranny seems like it always comes bearing gifts, and let's come back to that after the break, and we'll do our last segment and finish it out within the last 15 minutes here, and we'll keep going into this,
okay,
in depth.
The number here is 530-605-4567, KCNR.
Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Time on this show ever. Okay, I got to say one thing before we get back to Dean here. Obamacare simplified. To ensure, this is what Obamacare is, simplified.
Okay.
To ensure the uninsured, first we make the insured uninsured, then we make the formerly insured pay more to become reinsured to ensure that the uninsured are insured for free.
There you go.
What can I say?
Yep.
Anyway, we're back with Dean Wilson, Sheriff of Del Norte County, and we're talking about the NDAA. Where were we, Dean?
Well, we were just talking about how, the NDAA basically gave or allowed the military to take action upon U.S. soil to arrest and detain, for an indeterminate amount of time, non-citizens as well as U.S. citizens.
Doesn't that completely get rid of the posse comitatus? I mean, doesn't that mean that posse comitatus is completely out the window now?
Yeah, I mean, and by what they have written, yes. And that's, again, one of the biggest issues for sheriffs, not only, the authorization of military action on U.S. soil, without a declaration of war or of a civil war.
Basically, commie. there's another Freudian slip. Boy, now I don't know what to say. Commie positatus. boy, I can't get it out now for sure. I'm through. But basically, what that is that you can't have the military, used against the citizenry in country. Isn't that basically what posse comitatus is?
That's pretty much in a nutshell, and that's what the sheriffs. This is the power reserved to the states, the policing powers, and it was done for a specific reason, because we did not want to have a powerful centralized military government, and so we did not give it to the federal government, and we have seen this move with Homeland Security and now with the NDAA expansion. Of its authority and under the definitions now, of course, they reassure us that, absolutely this is nothing that President Obama would ever do.
Right.
He said that in his signing statement. I would never take advantage of this. And yet, we know from the discussions that we've had with the officials and the committees that put this in, that language was not in that NDAA.
And he wouldn't lie to us, would he?
The president's office put that language in there.
Yeah.
It did not come out of committee that way.
Boy, that's
they
scary.
Put it in there, and he refused to sign it unless that language was put in.
Boy, that tells you something right there. That's kind of scary. And I mean, the whole thing about the Posse Comitatus and the Constitution, they weren't afraid of some foreign government. Our founding fathers specifically were in fear of a big central government, their own government, getting so powerful that they would become a dictator and implement tyranny across the country, and we'd all be right back where we started.
Yes, it's distressing when you see the lies that come out and to try to quell the those of us that are expressed our concern over this language. There's really no need. It's purely precautionary. This is things that we would never take in action. We would never do it. Well, no, if you put the language in there, you're doing it for a reason.
Right.
And we see this with the expansion of Homeland Security into areas that, again, are well beyond what it was designed or originally intended for.
You also see any time any group of people, whether it's the Tea Party, the sheriffs, you name it, any time they oppose any policy, they're demonized, you're podunk, you're racist. So there's a pattern here across the board of anybody that opposes this regime to make them, marginalize them so that their arguments aren't, being truthfully put to the public for, the reality of the situation as far as the dangers that could be, that are in place here for the general public.
Oh, absolutely. We become very, unfortunately, too accepting of what we are told to do, much like, we are falsely led to believe that the federal government supersedes the state government, supersedes local government. And yet, the design of the design of the system, the whole political system was designed so that local government would bear the most responsibility, the most control, and the most power. And yet we have turned that completely on its head. And in the minds of so many, we acquiesce and abdicate so much to the federal government, an authority and a power that it just doesn't have.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Dean, we're almost out of time. We got a couple minutes here. Is there anything that you want to get out on the airwaves, that you see as something that the people would want to, listen to, or something that's personal, something that you personally want to make sure that the public is aware of?
Not at this time. We're fighting so many fights on so many different fronts, from just trying to keep our backcountry open and the roads open and accessible to our public, to trying to, keep our water rights and our property rights and try to keep the infringement that's being put upon our citizenry, taking away our rights on so many different areas. It's so hard, to see all these things, but it's so important that, that we pay attention, especially in our local governments, to be active, to be concerned, to learn, and to participate, because it is only through a vigilant and attentive citizenry that we will either gain our liberty or lose it.
Yeah, and we need to be educated. That's why the big thrust of our radio programs here is to get these people educated. And, they got to quit listening to the mainstream media lies. At least check both sides of the argument, because, they're being misled most of the time about most of these issues if they're watching mainstream media.
Yeah, absolutely. It's frightening to me, how many times, I can sit in two different meetings, being discussed by two different parties, and the difference in the dialogue and the information that's being passed out, as it's being crafted, to any particular audience by the particular parties, talking. And it's like, I can't even, believe that they're, trying to say that this is the same information going out, because it's not. you know, they're telling one segment of the population one thing, and they're telling law enforcement and government a totally different story.
Listen, Dean, we got to go. We're out of time.
They're going to cut us off. They're going to cut us off. Thank you for taking time out of your day and spending it with us.
You're a great American patriot, and I want you to say hello to Mary for us. And I got to end with my usual here. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Y'all have a good day, and it looks like a beautiful day in Shasta County out there.
And this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Government in my hands, oh, believe.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dean. And Don Shulman is next at KCNR Shasta Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Rescue crews are searching for two skiers missing following a huge avalanche southeast of Denver. Skiers on Star Mountain near Independence Pass triggered that slide yesterday. Three were hospitalized with serious injuries. The man behind the Salt Lake City Olympics says Russia has wasted billions of dollars on the Sochi Games, all because of its public image.
To take money from some people so that politicians can be puffed up and be shown around the world, I think, is something which is a very distasteful at a time when there's so much poverty and so much need.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Mitt Romney did credit Russia for keeping the games, in his words, relatively safe. Secretary of State John Kerry telling members in an audience in Indonesia today that those who deny climate change have their heads buried in the sand.
We just don't have time to let a few loud interest groups